Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we saw how the wise father warns his young son against those who would entice him into wrongdoing. The first part of this is done by using the enticer's own words to expose their vileness. Today, we look at the second part of the warning, the self-destructiveness of such a lifestyle. Proverbs 1 verses 15 to 19, reading from the ESV. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. For in vain is a net spread in the sight of any bird. But these men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. The father urgently warns and lovingly appeals. My son, please, don't. Joining the wrongdoers is foolish because truth and justice will prevail. The words translated way or path are metaphors for the circumstances, contexts, choices, conduct, and consequences of a person's life. God pays us the terrifying compliment of respecting our choices. Each choice takes us further along the path of goodness and wisdom or the path of evil and stupidity. Wrongdoers take the latter. Telling his son, don't go with them, the father directly counters the enticer's siren call. Then he gives his reasons. First, the enticers pervert everything, calling evil good and good evil. They rush to harm others. Consequently, they harm themselves. Shedding the blood of others will inevitably recoil against them. For those who live by violence die by violence. So, if the son does not reject their company, he will self-destruct. Secondly, the enticers think they are so smart, but they are recklessly stupid. They make themselves so by sneering at God's laws. Even birds listen to the self-protective instincts God has given them and flee the hunter's net. That's why hunters put so much effort into catching their prey unaware. But the enticer's lifestyle effectively spreads a net of wrongdoings in which to catch themselves. So, the young son, his eyes opened by his father's advice, is to see through the wrongdoer's enticing words and flee the terrible danger of violating God's laws. For these laws, which the wrongdoers despise, are designed to protect him and others. To despise God's laws is to lust for one's own destruction. Greed-fueled violence will meet retribution. Thirdly, in subsequent talks, the young son will be encouraged to make a genuine contribution by working honestly and diligently. Profiting from such work is right and good. Get-rich-quick schemes are scams, often involving deceit, criminality, or violence. They will prove to be costly failures. Next time, we'll study Proverbs 1 verses 20 to 21. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for your wisdom. You have created structures and systems within which those who honor you can flourish. Keep us from the arrogance that despises your word. Help us to delight in your truth, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.